Touching back on the funding side of things, the city side of the funding, you know, we have discussions with Tom and Ed was at the meeting and other people, and one of the thoughts is if you can get a good plan that people endorse and buy into as you move forward. This is not going to happen overnight. We're not looking for, you know, any tax dollars to be involved, and you know, no one's taxes are going to go up to pay for this thing. So, but if you have a good solid plan, and that's buy-in from the Lobster Festival, buy-in from the Blues Festival, the Jazz Festival, all the people that are users, you can start raising money in other manners than just... If you don't have a plan, it's pretty hard to get someone to support it.
So I'm looking at... I'm sorry, I took this plan. So here is your doc, your peer now.
Yeah.
This is what you're adding?
Yes.
Are you confident that you're going to fill all these slips? I mean, that's a...
Well,
it must be a worrisome lot to...
So let me... I can speak directly to that. We currently have... speaking to what I said earlier, how much more traffic we're seeing in Rockland with transient boats.
Mm-hmm.
We currently have a waiting list for seasonals, and we're getting seasonal boats like 80 feet, 50 feet, 60 feet. So our seasonal list is getting to the point that it's becoming more and more difficult to accommodate the transient boats. So the purpose of the boating infrastructure grant that we did receive is for transient vessels. The portion of it that we can build with BIG funds is for boats coming and going, transient boats. And that's, I think the definition was
2 weeks
or less. Yeah. So, I'm very confident. We wouldn't be putting the investment that we are into Rockland without kind of, you know.
Well, a few years ago, weren't you concerned? I mean, I don't know that we had a conversation with you gentlemen, but there was something on the table and it was pulled back, and I don't know for what reason, but there was some concern that the economy wasn't warranting that. But now, in 2 years, 3 years, things have changed.
I don't think that that's exactly accurate. I mean, we've been talking about expanding this marina in one form or another since the day that we, you know, leased it from Stu. So I don't think that that's, we may not have been in a financial position to do it, and we certainly, without federal dollars, it's difficult to pencil out. You only have a 2-month season. You know, I mean, that's the challenge. It's not so much the lack of traffic, it's the lack of the length of time the traffic's here. So I think three things are happening at the same time. We're seeing more interest in Rockland and more interest in transient facilities to host these people. We're seeing growth in the pleasure boat business in general, and we're encouraged with the federal funding that's available and see that as an opportunity to kind of leverage and catapult the growth of this project. So I guess that's a long-winded answer to your question.
Also, you might want to know that currently I think there's only like 3 or 4 berths in the whole state of Maine that have 3-phase power to accommodate the large yachts. So the large yachts usually come in and run generators all the time. Our facility renovated here will be able to accommodate 5.
I don't know. It depends on, I mean, this keeps changing. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I don't know, depending on the plan, but I mean, you know, you're touching on a good point. There's DeMillo's in Portland that has 1 or 2 slips with 3-phase power.
And Dysart's.
And Dysart's in Southwest. And both of those are very limited with the amount of slips that they have with power capabilities that can handle these types of vessels. So Rockland becomes a very attractive spot for a large yacht. If I'm captain of a large yacht, which I have been before, I am thinking about where am I getting my guests on and off. I happen to have a 5,000-foot airport airstrip right here. I can land private jets. I've got commercial service to Boston. I've got all of the provisioning aspects from my chef, and all of that stuff is right here in Rockland. So it's a fantastic dropping off point that happens to be smack dab in the middle between the cruising grounds of Portland and MBM. So it's a great location for that reason, and we're seeing more and more interest in it, especially for the larger yachts.
Where on earth are you going to store all these floats?
Yeah, well, that is a good question, and one that I quite frankly haven't thought all the way through.
How would you feed the floats?
Certainly, the point of building the attenuation fence, the way in which we're building it, is to create a calm inner harbor. So it may, in fact, be the case that we simply bubble it or take out a portion of what we do, and store it inside the corral, in addition to being able to utilize some of the dockage for commercial uses during the winter time. It's a device that's like a little motor that you put in the water, and it just bubbles. It's constantly creating a current, so it's
just keeping
the water increased.
Oh, okay.
Right now in this facility, we don't haul the floats. We move the northeasternmost floats to the inner portion of the horseshoe, and we tie them apart and fender them and leave them there for the winter. So, certainly the intention is to make a year-round facility here that would be utilized by commercial traffic in the off-season. And there will be a portion of the floats that I would imagine would need to be disassembled, but they may stay right in the water in the facility.
Okay.